1-800-3458. That's 1-800-900-3458. 1-800-900-3458. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you ready to succeed in 2015? Say goodbye to those extra inches and say hello to the medical weight loss program that will change your life.
The Fast Track Plan at Advanced Medical Weight Loss RX. Lose up to 30 pounds in 23 days with a medically supervised weight loss program with a 90% success rate.
Do you suffer from metabolic syndrome, obesity type 1, 2, or 3, type 2 diabetes? Have you tried and failed over and over again? Then you're the perfect candidate.
Don't delay. Call now for a free consultation. 618-509-5290.
That's 618-509-5290. Find out about the 23-day Fast Track Package, where you'll visit one-on-one with Dr. Bridget Brasfield.
And get a customized prescription appetite control plan that will take the weight off in a hurry.
Appointment times are filling up fast, so you better call right now. 618-509-5290. That's 618-509-5290. Or online at advancedmedicalweightlossrx.com.
With approved health assessment, call for details, limited time only. Results vary. New clients only. Not valid with other offers.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Hi there, it's Frank Opinion taking a little well-deserved time off. You try putting in a grueling 12 hours a week. I would like to tell you how long I have been banking at First Community Credit Union, but I don't know. It's 5 or 6 years or something like that. I don't have an exact date. I didn't write down in some diary, today I started banking at First Community. But it's been a few years. And I am so glad that they became part of the show and that I became a member of theirs. We're called members and not just customers. And there's a reason for that, because years ago, you know, it was a thing only a special few could participate in. You had to be a member. Nobody else could bank there except people that worked for Monsanto. That was a long time ago, back in the 30s, I believe. And now, if you can hear this show, lucky you, you can bank at First Community Credit Union. And lots of people have decided that's what they want to do, because once they, and I don't know what it is that causes people to go, okay, I'm going to change where I bank. Maybe it's talking to other people. And they compare rates and fees, or in this case, lack of fees that some charged banks seem to want to charge. They're becoming excessive. And then before you know it, they want to know more. And then they go to the website I'm about to give you, and I hope you'll do that. Or visit one of the 40 locations. Tell them your AM and the PM and you want to know more. Here's the website. It's a great place to bank, by the way. First Community Credit Union. The website is firstcommunity.com.
For a first or second opinion on all your financial needs, please call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
It's the vacation edition of the large morning show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, filling in for Frank. He is off with 90 of our listeners and Archie's daddy, Ian, and Alyssa's daddy, Dan.
Dan has a daughter?
Yeah, Alyssa's actually on the trip with them.
Oh.
They are all on the trip to Cancun, Mexico. They'll be there for a couple more days and be back on the studio here on Monday. That voice you just heard is Kyle, who's filling in for Ian, and that voice over there is Tim, who's filling in for Dan.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello. Good afternoon.
And don't forget, tomorrow at this time, 24 hours from now, we will play the Harris Challenge, which will, of course, include the topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? I give you that as a warning, so you have 24 hours to review every single thing that happened in the world this week, and then you'll have a shot at playing the Harris Challenge tomorrow afternoon.
That's a monumental task.
Yes, it is. Imagine the work done by the people who put it together. They don't sleep 24/7. All they're doing is thinking, could this be a question? Could this be a question? What's the category going to be? Well, we know the category. What's the question? I don't know. There's a lot of coffee back there. Glad to hear that they've got three arrests in the shootings last night and this morning here in St. Louis. I talked about this a little bit earlier in the show, about how this is not good for our image as a city and as a region. We already had a really bad 6 months, or I guess 5 months, from the time of the Michael Brown shooting in Ferguson and the whole aftermath of that, and then right before Thanksgiving when the grand jury declined to indict Officer Darren Wilson, and we had more looting and more fires and more protests and all that sort of stuff. And you know that that all went worldwide. I mean, not just the local media were covering it, but the global media were here covering it, and did not make this city look good. Of course, part of the problem was people look at what happens in a part of the city, a part of a region, and assume it's the entire area that is in the midst, in the grips of whatever that is that's happening. In our case, it was not good. The image of St. Louis was hurt to the point where convention business has been lost. Tourism business has been lost. I remember my wife and I going out to dinner about 2 weeks after the Michael Brown shooting. And we went to a restaurant that does good business. And we were there on a Friday night, and it was a quarter full. And I said to the owner, who I know, I said, have things turned sour for you? It's because things were, you guys were doing great business. This place was packed whenever we came. And he said, no, it's Ferguson. People are just not going out. And by the way, that restaurant we went to was in Clayton. Nowhere near Ferguson. It's not like we were a restaurant in Florissant right next door. I had to worry about that. Or in Jennings or anywhere nearby.
Hey, you know, you know how you said this, it hurts tourism and that.
Yeah.
And without getting into a big thing, you think the NFL is going to look at this when they go, you know, and they start looking, I guess with Oakland, why would we be any worse?
But exactly.
You think they might look at
something? They have teams in Oakland and Detroit, Tim.
Right.
Unfortunately, we may be mentioned in the same sentence, but I don't think the NFL will be looking at that.
Okay.
No, I don't think that'll have any impact on that. And I also don't think it'll matter because the NFL, you know, Jerry Jones was quoted 2 days ago as saying, yeah, the NFL may not want him to go, but if Stan wants to pick up and leave, he'll pick up and leave.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
I mean, I hope he doesn't pull an Ursay family, which loaded up the moving vans in Baltimore and moved to Indianapolis in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
I hope he doesn't do that. But, and I've talked about how I wonder how Rams fans are going to justify continuing to buy tickets to support a team that may be leaving and saying so long to them. But that's another question for another day. I don't think it'll affect the NFL. But last night's shootings certainly have damaged our reputation again, and they are making national news. And, you know, one of the things that I mentioned when I talked about this a couple of hours ago on the show, and which we can come back to a little bit here, is there are people from the mayor's office on down who are saying we need a gun court in St. Louis, which will be a court specifically set up for any time a gun is used in the commission of a crime. I don't think we need a gun court in St. Louis. We need to fix the laws and the judges and the courts that we have right now. We do have mandatory minimums in the state of Missouri, mandatory minimums that apply to cases where a gun is used, but in many cases, because of full dockets that prosecutors have and judges have coming across their desk every day, things get pleaded down. I don't know how you can plead things down when you have a mandatory minimum, but even worse than that, you've got judges who say, okay, the mandatory minimum here is 10 years, so my verdict is you will get 4 years in prison. What? They do that. I would think that the word mandatory means you have no discretion here.
What's the point of mandatory if you're allowed to?
That's what I don't understand. Now, we've had problems with mandatory minimums, particularly when it comes to drug crime. Somebody busted for having small quantities of some drug and having to go to jail for that is ridiculous. That's what has led to overcrowding so many of the prisons in this country. But that's not the same as using a gun to commit a crime. Even if you don't shoot that gun while you're committing that crime, I would send you to jail just because you had a gun and took it out. I'm not talking about using a gun in self-defense. I'm not talking about hunting. I'm not talking about getting into a Second Amendment argument here. I'm talking about using a firearm in the commission of a crime. People have to know, you do that, you are going to go to jail. You're not going to be able to plea bargain your way out of it. No judge is going to say, no, I'm not sending you to jail. If you use a gun to rob a hotel, a convenience store, a person on the street, a carjacking, a home invasion, a domestic violence dispute, any of these reasons or anything else that qualifies as a crime, if you're using a weapon, not a weapon, a gun, then you're going to get jail time. No questions asked. Now, the other things may be tacked onto that. If there's a bank robbery involved, okay, there's going to be an additional penalty for that. But the mandatory minimum we need is that you're going to go away. Now, I don't know what the minimum is. Is it 2 years? Is it 5 years? I don't know.
So there'll be a different sentence for someone robbing a 7-Eleven with a butter knife or someone robbing a 7-Eleven with an actual gun.
Absolutely. Use a gun, go to jail. That should be the slogan of our justice system, not just here in St. Louis, but why is it not already the slogan everywhere?
Just if it's an actual gun, what if somebody goes there and says, I've got a gun? When you use a gun in the commission of a crime, even if you don't fire that gun, you point a gun at somebody to rob them, boom, mandatory, going to jail. Yep.
Whether you pull the trigger or not.
Have other cities done this gun court that you had talked about earlier?
I don't know. I'm sure they have.
I always like to have other cities try stuff and fail before we implement something. I like to have other things tried out. So I was curious.
You know, it sounds like you're from the show me state. Show me that that works elsewhere.
I'm from Illinois.
Oh.
Well, you work here.
Yeah, no. I have much love for the show me state.
But, I mean, what's I don't see why we don't have the use a gun, go to jail law already. Or if we do have those things on the books, why they're not enforced. It just makes no sense to me. On the lighter side of things, I'm sure that Mike Evans will have a few things to say about the Oscars when he joins me here in a few minutes, so I'll hold on to that. I do just want to say I was very happy to see that the movie that I chose as Documentary of the Year is among the nominees. It's a movie called Citizen 4. Terrible, terrible name. But Citizen 4 was the online screen name, or if you will, code name, that Edward Snowden was using before he exposed the NSA, listening in on our emails, phone calls, etc. And a woman by the name of Laura Poitras is a documentarian who made this movie. I raved about it when I saw it a few months ago, and it was playing in just a couple of theaters here in town. It is now available on DVD, and also it is going to be shown on TV on the night before the Oscars. The Oscars are on February 22nd, so this will be on the night of the 21st. Check your listings to see that. It is a terrific documentary. It is also a scary documentary because you really find out what your government has doing in the name of, quote, national security, unquote, that they really shouldn't have been doing, particularly the NSA, which was chartered to not do domestic surveillance. And here they were, not just doing surveillance to find bad guys, but gathering up information on all of us and everything we're doing. That's not the free America that many of us thought we were living in. And that was quite a surprise when Edward Snowden came out with those documents and gave them to journalist Glenn Greenwald and others, and they got printed in the Guardian and the New York Times and other places. I know that there are way too many members of the administration who say that that endangered national security, but I think every time you have the spotlight of truth shown on government and you see what they've been doing in our name, remember, they're supposed to be working for us. When you see what they're doing and you disapprove of it, then that's the time when you as an American should be raising your voice and saying that's wrong. This movie just shows Edward Snowden talking about all the things that the government was doing as he sits in a hotel room in Hong Kong. This was before he went to Moscow. This is when he was in Hong Kong. He had gone there from Hawaii, left his girlfriend and his family and his home and everything behind, and had gone to Hong Kong and was in kind of legal limbo there for a while. He had not released the documents that he had downloaded with his top secret security. He had not released them yet. You actually see him in the meetings with Glenn Greenwald and the others. That doesn't sound like it's a great movie, people sitting around talking about top secret stuff. It's no Bourne Identity, I'll grant you, but it is so compelling to see not only what's going on there, but the level of fear that the people in the room have. What's going to happen when this gets out? How much of what we're doing is going to be hacked by the professionals inside the government, whose job it is to unearth stuff that people are doing around the world? And Snowden actually instructs them, okay, here's what we do to make sure that nobody can break into these files and get access to them. I'm never going to email them to you or put them on a server and tell you how to download them. He puts them on tiny little thumb drives, and they hand them off person to person and make sure that they're incredibly secure. It is a remarkable movie. It's called Citizen 4. It is one of the five nominees for Best Documentary Feature. I did not see any of the other four, so I can't tell you anything about those. But if you haven't seen Citizen 4 yet, again, it'll be on TV on February 21st, and it's available now for downloads.
Is Snowden still in Russia?
Snowden is still in Moscow, and the end of the movie is the good part of the movie where his girlfriend goes over there and joins him, and they're reunited, and he is living there. And, you know, we have American politicians, both the president and the vice president, and others have said, you know, he should come home and face the music and you know, and tell his side of the story in court. But Snowden says in the movie and knows that if he were ever to come back to American soil, you would never hear from him again.
Yeah, he'd have a car crash, unfortunately.
Well, even if he didn't have a car crash, if there were a trial, it would be done in secret because the government would insist on covering up the secrets, and none of his side of the story would ever make the light of day. I think he's absolutely right in that. So it's quite a compelling story, and I think there's probably more revelations to come because there were hundreds of thousands of documents that were passed to these journalists who then became the gatekeepers, and he allowed them, Laura Poitras included, the documentarian, to decide which one should be released and when, and we're nowhere near the end of that yet. All right, it's 5:30. This is the Big 550 KTRS. Meet me. Let's go to the roads. Here's Tim.
What a mess we have out there this evening. We've got eastbound 70 east of Air Flight, an accident that has traffic jammed up to Highway 270. The left lane is blocked there. Westbound 70 slowing to take a look from Hanley through Air Flight. Northbound 170 slow, Natural Bridge through Airport Road. Southbound 170 stacks up solid from Page down through Highway 40. Same thing on southbound 270 from Page to about Highway 40. It looks like it's bumper to bumper or close to it. And then we're slowing from that point down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270 slows from Missouri Bottom through New Florissant. Southbound Lindbergh, we've got a jam up between Olive and Ladue. Eastbound 40 with the hockey traffic, it's really running slow between Clarkson and Mason, and then downtown from Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge, and pretty slow on southbound 55 between Bates and Revis Barracks. And this traffic report is brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Trust the doctors and nurses who use and recommend the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Your family deserves the best. Pick one up at Walgreens or other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Introducing the new Simple 6 menu at Subway. It starts with six of their best 6-inch sandwiches. Now in made just few meals for just $6 each. Subway, eat fresh.
Join the barbecue revolution every Sunday night from 4 to 5 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Join Frank and Kevin on the Big Barbecue Show every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS from 4 to 5 p.m.
For over 30 years, Stefanina's has been serving delicious original family recipes brought from Sicily to America by founder Stefanina herself. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefanina's one of the area's finest Italian restaurants. With four locations in St. Charles County and one in Chesterfield, Stefanina's is a place to go for everything from pizza and pasta to steak and seafood dinners that the entire family can enjoy. And now you can save even more with their daily specials. Call ahead or order online at steffspizza.com or dine in. But don't miss these savings.
Hey, pizza lovers, it's Thursday. That means you get $3 off any extra large 20-inch pizza at Stefanina's. Call your local Stefanina's or Stefanina's Express location or order online at steffspizza.com. Save $3 on a delicious extra large 20-inch pizza every Thursday at Stefanina's.
Investments are important for every family. One of the safest and most secure investments you can make is the remodeling of your kitchen or bath. A new updated kitchen or bath will increase the value of your home and your lifestyle. Callier & Thompson Kitchens, Baths & Appliances has been in business for over 60 years and will provide experience and quality with a proven track record you can count on. They will guide you through the entire process and work to stay within your budget. Your home is unique and should reflect you. Callier & Thompson designers are not only trained in the art of design, but also in the art of listening, allowing them to interpret each customer's ideas and bring them to life. Visit them today at CallierandThompson.com or call them at 636-391-9099.
Just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44, you'll find Eureka, Missouri, the home of Byerly RV, as well as a myriad of interesting shops, campgrounds, and restaurants, not to mention Six Flags. Eureka is the gateway to the Ozarks and points west, and Byerly RV is there to outfit you for great vacation adventures with motorhomes, travel trailers, and tent trailers, and the largest RV parts store in 200 miles. Come see us, but allow time to explore Old Town Eureka. We found it. Just a beautiful 15-minute ride from I-270 west on I-44. Byerly RV.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care.
For the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
For the rest of your life.
Cheap and fast may work for a quick lunch or a haircut, but what it doesn't work for is floor covering. Listen to that voice that's telling you that what sounds too good to be true is a mistake. Instead, when it's time for new flooring, do it right the first time. Call a member of the Flooring Industry Council, whose install floor layers have 4 years of classroom and hands-on training in all types of flooring materials, backed by companies with decades in the business and extensive experience working for St. Louis's leading businesses and homeowners. Cheap and fast may be okay for a cup of coffee and a donut, but it doesn't work for floor covering. For a list of contractors who will leave you with the assurance that you made the right decision, contact the Flooring Industry Council. Call 314-968-3522 or visit ficstl.org. Again, that's 314-968-3522 or ficstl.org.
Are you ready for the sounds of springtime like we are? You don't have to wait for spring to do some spring cleaning. At Appliance Discounters, we're starting ours now by drastically discounting our 2014 Samsung appliance inventory. Take advantage of these great buys. A Samsung 26 cubic foot stainless steel French door refrigerator for only $10.99. Or how about a Samsung 4.5 cubic foot high efficiency washer with a matching dryer for only $11.99. And that's for the set. At these low prices, quantities are definitely limited. So hurry in at Appliance Discounters.
It was 15 years ago this month Heat Up St. Louis started. Since then, it's impacted the lives of 300,000 neighbors in the bi-state area. They had troubles paying their winter heating bills. If you need assistance or you want to make a donation, log on to heatupstlouis.org.
For your real estate needs, you need the K. Bova Selling Team, now powered by RE/MAX Properties West. Make your realty dreams a reality. Find the K. Bova Selling Team at sellingstlouis.com.
Hello, Frank Opinion. Hola, me llamo Franco. That's Spanish because I'm in Mexico right now. I'd like to share an email with you from a listener. It's a typical Schaefer email, Schaefer Auto Body. Here's what it says. Dear Frank, I'm currently sitting in the waiting room of Schaefer Auto Body waiting on my truck. Unfortunately, it was broken into last weekend. When I looked on my insurance page for authorized repair centers, I noticed Schaefer was listed. My original instinct was to go to the dealership, as the truck isn't that old. Boy, am I glad it didn't. It took less than a day and a half to fix this truck, from scheduling to dropping it off and picking it up. Had a broken window, broken turn signal, other minor damage. They repaired everything to new and detailed the truck. I was amazed at the kindness and professionalism of Krista at the front desk. She was knowledgeable, and I always knew the status of the vehicle. They arranged the rental car, dealt directly with the insurance company. All I had to do was pay the deductible. I am amazed at the quality, speed, and professionalism of this team. They made an inconvenient situation much more tolerable. They are a repair center you can trust. Van, thank you for the email. And it is typical of all the emails I get about Schaefer. You have an accident, you need to get it put back the way it was. Here's the name, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. 7 locations, Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone, let me go home. Let me go home and start.
It's the vacation edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. Great place to sit down and have one of the best meals you'll ever have at Annie Gunn's, or if you want something to go next door to the Smokehouse Market. You'll know you're in the right place when you see the pig on the roof, Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse. I am Paul Harris. Kyle and Tim are here filling in for Ian and Dan. And joining us now from Southern California is a man who was just nominated for an Academy Award for most likely to have a bottle of red wine nearby, Mr. Mike Evans.
Hi, Dan.
Is it always red?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always red, my friend.
How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. I'm trying to think what I should do.
Were you up early this morning covering the Oscar nominations?
Well, I was up early doing my reports.
Yeah.
Because I want to talk about the Oscar nominations, but I was going to do that tomorrow, but I actually do it today. Got a pop quiz question, though. We'll do this pop quiz question. U.S. President and their wives, we've been talking about presidents. Here you go, the book written by the Secret Service. Name the name of the First Lady who is most demanding, difficult to work with. One Secret Service says she's just a jerk. Michelle Obama, Hillary Clinton, Nancy Reagan, Jackie Kennedy. I'll give you the answers in just a minute. I was going to do a movie review, American Sniper.
You want to do that tomorrow and talk Oscars today?
We can do that.
Okay.
I think the Oscar nominations were absolutely horrible.
Really?
I thought they were they're ridiculous.
Why? What did you think was wrong?
Well, David Oyelowo, I thought was fabulous in Selma, was completely ignored. In fact, while we're at it, there wasn't one single white person nominated for anything.
Yep.
That was bizarre.
You mean a person who wasn't white.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Unbroken should have been nominated for Best Picture. Wasn't. Angelina Jolie, I thought, was a great director. Was ignored. Clint Eastwood, I thought, did a great job with American Sniper. Ignored. Jennifer Aniston was fabulous in Cake. Ignored. St. Vincent's Bill Murray and Melissa McCarthy both passed over. Amy Adams won Best Actress for Big Eyes. She wasn't even nominated. And The Great Budapest Hotel, I got to tell you, 9 nominations. That movie was so bad, I walked on it.
Wow.
I hated it.
Yeah, I liked it, but I do not think it is a great Oscar-winning movie. And you're absolutely right about David Oyelowo as Martin Luther King in Selma. And by the way, the movie itself is nominated for Best Picture. He's not nominated for the lead role. And the director, Ava DuVernay, not direct. How do you make the Best Picture without the director?
That's exactly it. I don't get it. Director and the actor... carry the movie, not nominated, but the movie is.
Now, I will say, in that category of best actor we were talking about for David Oyelowo, Bradley Cooper for American Sniper, I haven't seen it yet. I know you like it, so you can tell me if he's worthwhile. But also,
I thought he was.
Okay, Benedict Cumberbatch in The Imitation Game, solid. Michael Keaton, great in Birdman. Eddie Redmayne, unbelievable.
He should win.
He's the lock.
He should just be the only one in there.
But
and
Steve,
I didn't think that Michael Keaton was great.
Oh, I did.
I thought it was Michael Keaton playing Michael Keaton.
But here's the one that
Michael Keaton, to me, is sort of like It's sort of like Tom Cruise. You always know Tom Cruise is playing somebody in a movie.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But here's the one that I don't think fits in that category. Steve Carell in Foxcatcher.
I don't get that at all. Yeah, I mean, I thought he was superb, but he certainly wasn't anywhere close to David Oyelowo.
No, he got nominated for wearing makeup.
Exactly. I thought it was the worst selection of nominees in the 42 years that I've been covering the Oscars.
Here's one more question for you about this, or we can have many more questions, but here's a big one to me. How is Gone Girl not nominated for Best Picture?
I don't get it.
I mean, there's supposed to be 10 nominees.
And there could have been. Exactly. Exactly.
They stopped
there
at 8.
There could have been as many as 10. They only did 8. Where was Gone Girl?
I don't know. Where's Nightcrawler with Jake Gyllenhaal?
Nightcrawler, good movie. You know, but to me, that's on the bubble. But I agree, Gone Girl has to be there. Gone Girl isn't there, but Great Budapest Hotel is? Come on, man. Somebody's on the pipe.
How about this? In Best Animated Feature, the Lego Movie, which
completely ignored.
Not even in there. Biggest animated movie of the year. One of the biggest box office hits of the year. Ridiculous.
Well, see, we agree. It was absolutely the worst selection. I'm watching it thinking, and then I looked at the list. I go, well, I must have missed. I'm serious. I'm going, well, I must have missed something here. Then I got the official list, and I go, I didn't. All these people and movies that should be nominated are completely ignored. And again, Great Budapest Hotel. I mean, very mediocre movie.
You know, here's something interesting about this. I read today that of the 8 movies that are nominated, now American Sniper hasn't opened in St. Louis and hasn't opened wide across the country yet. It will be a big moneymaker. But of the 8 nominated, if you take that one out, the other 7, none of them made, Grand Budapest Hotel made $59 million, more than any of the other movies that got nominated for Best Picture of the Year. And I think Gone Girl is over $250 million now, isn't it?
I know, it's unbelievable. So you would agree. You acted surprised when I said it was horrible, a horrible selection. But yet you seem to agree with everything I say.
No, you're right, I do. You caught me.
It's just unbelievable. I mean, it's just...
Now, should we go on the record now with our picks for what we think the Academy will eventually choose as Best Picture and some of the other categories?
Well, I think Boyhood's going to run away with everything.
Yeah.
What about you?
No, I think that's it, because people in Hollywood are going to say, he worked 12 years on that movie?
Yeah.
Now, I liked Boyhood a lot. I think it's a very, very good movie. I think The Device is a more interesting story than the actual plot of the movie, but I think it's very good. Now, when it comes down to Best Director, will they also give it to Richard Linklater, or do you think they'll give it to the guy who directed Birdman because they were amazed by the fancy camera work?
Well, you know, I, again, if you know... To me, Unbroken, being out on the ocean, the war shots, the Olympics, to me, that was so much better directed. But, of course, it isn't even nominated.
Yeah. How about in the lead actor role with Steve Carell, Bradley Cooper, Benedict Cumberbatch?
Oh,
we already said Eddie Redmayne.
Absolutely.
And what about Best Actress? You got Marianne Cotillard for a movie.
Nobody's seen that. I haven't even seen it.
Felicity Jones, who played Eddie Redmayne's wife in The Theory of Everything.
No, I think Julianne Moore wins that. Or Reese. I think those are your only two choices.
Not Rosamund Pike for Gone Girl?
I like Rosamund Pike in Gone Girl, but I really thought Julianne Moore and Reese Witherspoon did a better job in Wild.
And Julianne Moore has been nominated 4 other times, never won, and in Hollywood that counts, doesn't it?
It does. I will tell you one thing that might surprise you.
Yeah.
I thought Mark Ruffalo was fabulous in Foxcatcher.
Yeah.
Although, you know, J.K. Simmons was great in Whiplash, but let's face it, you know. He won the Academy Award the Golden Globe for Best Actor. Oh, wait a minute. So did Amy Adams. Oh, that's right. She wasn't even nominated. So who the hell knows? So I mean, it's really confusing. Best Supporting Actress. You know what? I've had enough of Meryl Streep. And yeah. You know, that witch, and don't care about her singing. I didn't get that too much. I didn't even, Lauren, Laura Dern being nominated in Wild, I didn't even get that. I thought Patricia Arquette was good in Boyhood. Yeah. I think she should probably win that. I think Boyhood's going to win a lot.
Yeah.
And probably Best Director, too.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Yeah. I think you're probably right. All right.
Any date in history, let's get to that. What's the date today?
Today would be the 15th. 1-15-15.
There you go. 1988, CBS sports analyst Jimmy the Greek goes on the air and says, quote, "Blacks are better athletes because of the selective breeding by their slave owners years earlier."
Yeah.
End quote, was fired the next day.
I remember that because I was working, I had a morning show in Washington, D.C. at the time, and that was the year that Doug Williams led the Redskins to the Super Bowl, which I got to go to because of being close to the team there and broadcasting from there. And when Jimmy the Greek said that, and I saw it on the news that night, I said, "That's my show tomorrow morning. Thank you, Jimmy."
It was unbelievable. What station were you on there?
I was on WCXR.
I was on TOP for a while.
My station's no longer around. Yours is the number one station there, so you win.
January 15th, 1967, the first Super Bowl. We were there. Green Bay versus Kansas City. Green Bay wins 35-10. Here's a little scoop.
Mm-hmm.
The Coliseum was only three-quarters filled that day.
Yeah.
Saturday before the Super Bowl, they wanted people there. Tickets were $5. And they did a promotion on that Saturday after Saturday before the Super Bowl. Buy a Slurpee at any 7-Eleven in Los Angeles, and you got a free Super Bowl ticket.
Wow.
And they still couldn't fill it up.
Wow. Now, if you buy a Super Bowl ticket, you can't even get a free Slurpee.
I know. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Okay. So, which one of the first ladies did they refer to as a jerk? Definitely most demanding and difficult to work with. Michelle Obama, Hillary Clinton, Nancy Reagan, Jackie Kennedy.
Tim Weiland, your choice?
Boy, I'm going to go with Michelle Obama.
Kyle?
Reagan.
Hillary.
Well, that's why I went out on with Monica Lewinsky. She's such a bitch. I just had to get away from Hillary.
There you go.
Hillary Clinton, have a great day. Mike Evans Live, Hollywood, say.
Mike Evans brought to you each and every day at this time by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. There's the music that means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin in Pinellas County, Florida, where the sheriff's department ordered a new rug for the building entrance. Yeah, people coming into the sheriff's department, you want things to look nice. Put a new rug down there for people to see. It was delivered 2 months ago. It wasn't until this week somebody noticed a problem. Right there on the rug, under the sheriff's bold yellow emblem, printed in bright green with the words, "In dog we trust." Slight typo. It's not like you could go in there with a little whiteout and fix it. Did you notice, by the way, that I said it was delivered 2 months ago, but wasn't until this week that a deputy working security at the building discovered the error? They rolled up the rug, put it away. Here's what I would do if I'm in charge of that sheriff's department. I now take that and put it in the canine unit.
Ooh. Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. There you go.
Company that made the $500 rug, American Floor Mats, is working on giving the sheriff's office a replacement, according to a spokesperson. Story 2, Ogden, Utah. Elizabeth Barrios left her car unlocked and running on a snowy morning as she dropped off her baby at the daycare about 7 a.m. When she walked out, she saw somebody driving her car away with her 3-year-old son, Aiden, inside. She ran back inside to the daycare office, called the cops. They showed up quickly. Elizabeth told them, "My cell phone's in the car. Maybe we should call that." They said, "Yeah, see if the thief answers." So she calls it. Thief doesn't answer. But Aiden, the 3-year-old boy, answers. She tells him, "Stay calm, honey." And he tells her, "Mommy, there's a man who took things from your purse and ran away." When the thief was gone, officers told the boy to honk the horn, follow the sound to the car. Aiden got himself out of his child seat, climbed into the front seat, honked the horn. It was only 3 blocks away. They were able to hear it, got him, reunited the boy with his mother. 20 minutes after the car was stolen, officers still searching for the suspect. Story number 3 from Kent, England. Lee Webb's 3-year-old son was at nursery school. You see a theme today on Knuckleheads in the News? Lee Webb's three-year-old son was at his nursery school when a teacher opened his backpack to look for his food and drink for snack time. Instead of food and drink, she found a lunchbox packed with cocaine, methadone, several knives, a spoon, and a scale. The teacher called police. Shortly afterwards, Lee Webb turned back up and demanded the bag back. "Give me my backpack." The staff refused. He left. When the cops showed up and inspected the drug paraphernalia, they got Webb's home address, went there. He was waiting. Claimed he had... This is what he was doing while he was waiting for them. Came up with this excuse. "I was given the bag by another person to look after overnight. I put the drug dealing kit in my son's backpack by mistake." When his case got to court this week, the judge said he accepted that Webb had made a mistake and was resourceful, but would still have to do some time, especially since he wouldn't say who gave him the drug paraphernalia and the drugs in the first place. By the way, the nursery teacher did find some other food and a beverage for the kid that day, and the kid and the dad are spending time in separate quarters. Let's just put it that way. And our final story today is from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where a taxi driver was tipped almost $1,000 on a fare of less than $5 for a ride that lasted under 2 minutes. Driver Omar Maiga drove a man less than a mile last month, and the passenger chose to pay the $4.31 fare using a credit card. Now, according to Everett Abitbol, who's the co-owner of the company, the driver, Omar, looked at the receipt and was shocked to see that the customer added a tip of $989.98. See, that would annoy me because it doesn't come out to an even number. But the owner says that the company waited 30 days for the payment to clear before making the announcement. Nobody knows the identity of the passenger who told Maiga, "Yes, I'm tipping you this much for real." The owner of the company told a reporter, "We tried to get in touch with the guy, but the credit card company won't divulge his name. All we know is the fare was not disputed." He said the passenger told Maiga he was going to make it a great night for him before giving him the tip. "I did the math on this, Tim. 23,000% tip."
Yeah. That was a good driver.
That's great. Good driver, yeah.
For under a mile. People from Uber called and said, "We could have done it for less." Yeah. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today here on the Big 550 KTRS. One more story I've got to get to before we go. And that's a story of political correctness run amok. And this fits in perfectly because we were talking so much about the Charlie Hebdo story last week and even yesterday on the show when they released the new issue. By the way, they sold 1 million more today.
Wow.
At the beginning of yesterday's show, I did a rant on this show about how I don't see how the terrorists won in this case, considering that so many more people are now seeing cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad and are more aware of this magazine, this newspaper, than they ever would have if they had just left them alone. As I said yesterday, if the intent was bloodshed, mission accomplished. If the intent was to rid the earth of people satirizing your religion, mission failure. If you want to read a whole thing I wrote about that based on yesterday's rant, it's up on my website right now, harrisonline.com. But in light of that, how about this story today from Oxford University Press in England, which has sent a memo to all of its authors reminding them no pigs or anything pork-related, including sausages, can be in any of the books they publish. Why? A spokesperson says, "Many of the educational materials we publish in the UK are sold in more than 150 countries, so they have to consider a range of cultural differences and sensitivities. Our editorial guidelines are intended to help ensure that the resources we produce can be disseminated to the widest possible audience." When this made news in England, Khalid Mahmood, who is a Muslim member of the parliament there, said, "This is absolutely utter nonsense. When people go this far, it brings the whole discussion into disrepute." And a spokesperson for the Jewish Leadership Council said, "Jewish law prohibits eating pork, but not mentioning the word or the animal from which it derives."
Yeah, did they get rid of all the cows for the stuff they might send to India? I don't see.
They did that story about the hamburger, and vegans all over the world protested.
Really?
Folks, all I can do is tell you the stories, and I'll tell you some more tomorrow afternoon between 3 and 6 on the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon, here on the Big 550 KTRS. Before we get to Sandy Miller and the Fox 2 News at 6, here's Tim checking the roads.
Boy, our road map still is lit up like a Christmas tree. We've got stop-and-go traffic on westbound 44 from Jefferson through Southwest, an earlier accident cleared. Eastbound 70 at Air Flight, there was an accident. They've cleared that, but you still have stop-and-go traffic 270 to just east of Lindbergh. Southbound 170 stacks up. It's Olive down through Highway 40. On westbound 40, Grand through McCausland, a little bit heavy 270 through Mason, but the hockey traffic has things bogged down. Timberlake Manor through Mason, you're slow again from Lindbergh and through Big Bend. Southbound 55 from Bates to about Loughborough, and then we'll have some slow pockets through Lindbergh. Southbound 270, that's looking better. You're just heavy now between Page down through 40, and on eastbound 270, just a little bit heavy Lindbergh through 170. This traffic report is brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life. Winston Churchill's words stirred his country in the face of defeat. Today, they inspire us to reach for our own victories. Commitment, pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Here at Blue Rhino, we'd like to tell you about our cleaned, inspected, and leak-tested propane tanks. And who better than a real live rhino to give you all the info? Take it away there, big guy. I don't know about you, but I didn't understand a thing he just said. Which seems to have made him extremely angry. How do you open this door, guys?
With over 45,000 locations nationwide, a ready-to-grill Blue Rhino is always nearby. Visit BlueRhino.com.
Want your home to make a statement? Update your home with lighting from Metro Lighting. Their certified lighting specialists are trained to work with you, your builder, or your designer, so you can discover the perfect lighting for your space. For over 40 years, Metro Lighting has made a commitment of service to their customers and is proud to be a locally owned and operated part of the St. Louis community. And right now, save on LED bulbs with Metro Lighting and Ameren's Act on Energy program. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
Without any question, crime is the absolute number one issue in the city of St. Louis.
Team coverage of a deadly night across St. Louis. Six people are dead and city leaders are angry. The suspects behind bars tonight and the families impacted by these violent acts.
Police in Herculaneum say they need your help after three suspects break into one of their high schools and elementary schools. We'll tell you what the three suspects got away with and how much damage they left behind.
One suspect killed, another injured in an officer-involved shooting in Franklin County. How it happened and what police are saying about the suspects. Fox 2 News at 6 starts now.
This act, we're